Boker Tov, and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We're now in Ketubot Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah, which is the next Mishnah in Perek Hey. Don't leave Tula Shnema Sarchodesh Mishitva Hambala Farnestatzma. Once a betula, meaning a woman who's never been married before, has been asked by the husband or his family to be prepared to be married, she has 12 months to prepare herself. Same thing is the man cannot be rushed, and he's given 12 months to prepare himself, prepare his household, etc. If she's an almana in both directions, it's a 30-day max wait. Now, this is a Mishnah we saw at the beginning of Masachet. If the time comes and they weren't yet married, then these women are fed by the husband, and they also eat truma if it's a Bat Yisrael Likohen. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Nimla Hakol Truma. Rabbi Tarfon says that in such a case, we give her all Truma. The husband sends all Truma to her. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mechza Chulin Mechza Truma. Rabbi Kiva says that half of it is Chulin, half of it is Truma. We will see later on that we're going to distinguish between a case where she is herself a Bat Kohen and her family deals in Truma, etc., and when she's a Bat Yisrael Kohen. Now, Hayavamino Machil Betruma, the Yavam, and we already saw this earlier. If she's fallen to a yavam and the time has passed, he does not feed her truma. Even if part of the period was done while she was waiting for her fiancé and then he died and then she fell to his brother, and the whole thing is 12 months nonetheless, that last clause seems to be quite obvious, and the Gemara will deal with it. In any case, she does not eat truma. Zu mishnah rishonah. Now, everything that we've just seen about truma is an earlier ruling. As we will see very soon in the Gemara, mid oraita, a girl, once she is betrothed, gets to eat truma. However, mid rabbanan, she cannot eat truma as a betrothed girl for one of two possible reasons. We'll discuss them. But once the time comes, the 12 months come, and he is feeding her, then she can eat truma. That's the early ruling. Beit Din shel Acharin Amru, but the later Beit Din said, "Ein aisha ochalet b'truma ad shetikanes lechupa." She cannot eat truma until she actually is married, even if the time has come. Now, the first thing the Gemara is interested in is where this 12 months comes from. Menahani mili. Rechista damar cry. Take a look on the page. The first pasuk. Vayomer achiha v'ima teshev anara itaru yamim o asor. This is in last week's parsha when the servant of Avraham was negotiating with Lavan and Betuel to take Rivka with him after they had agreed to the marriage. They said, let her stay here, yamim or 10. Now, my yamim, what does yamim mean? Ile matreyomi, you think he means 2 days? Mishtai inishachid, is that how people talk? Amrule treyomi, amar lehulo. Amrule asaryomin, asaryomin. So, they said 2 days. He said no. He said, okay, 10 days, it just doesn't make sense. Elamai yamim, what does yamim mean? Shana. Dechtiv yamim tiyeh gulato. As we see in Parshat Bahar with the redemption of Batei Rechoma, you have 1 year to redeem them, and that's called yamim. So therefore they said, let her stay here 1 year or 10 months. Ve'im achodesh, maybe yamim means a month. Dechtiv ad chodesh yamim, in the Parsha of the Mitavim, and the month, and the meat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to have the meat coming out of your nose, it's not going to be 1 day or 2 days, etc. It'll be a whole month of days. Amri danin yamim yamim stam, danin yamim stam, yamim bahen chodesh. So yamim, in the context of the conversation with Lavan Uptuel, which is about marriage, saying basically give her 1 year to wait, that yamim is not modified by the word chodesh, and neither is the one in Bahar. And therefore, the one in Bahar, which we know is 1 year, teaches about the one in Bereshit. The one in Bamidbar has a chodesh to modify it, and therefore, ve'ein danin yamim stam yamim shenem b'mehen chodesh. Good. Now, Amar Mezeira, Tana. Ktana ben hi uven avia yecholin la'kev. If a girl is a ktana, she or her father can say, I want to wait longer than 12 months. Now, bishlema yihi matzim ma'akva, I understand why she can say, I want to wait. Halavia yihi anechale, if she's ready to get married, avia may nafkalei. And, you know, why does the father care? After all, she's already betrothed. Why does he care that the wedding would be now? Savar hashta l'yada. He says, you know what? She's young. She doesn't understand. L'machar mimrada v'nafka v'atim nafli lavoi. What's going to happen is tomorrow. In other words, when she's older, not tomorrow, but in the future, she's going to be upset with her husband. She's going to leave him. And she's going to come and she's going to live with me. She won't be able to get me married. And I'm going to have to take care of her. So he says, you know what? Let's wait until the wedding happens. And if at that point, then she changes her mind, etc. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Levi. Ein poskin al ktana l'hasiak shik ktana. You're not allowed to make an arrangement with a ktana to marry her as a ktana. You can make such a deal about a ktana to marry her off when she is a gedola. This is not talking about erusin, this is pre-erusin. In other words, arrangement between families that when she reaches the age, then we will arrange for such a betrothal. Which means, of course, when she's a gedola, if she decides not to, then it's off. Now, pshita, that's obvious that you can make such a deal. So, mahodatema, lechush dilma ma'ayla pachta mihashta v'chalsha. Perhaps the concern is that if she finds out when she's a young girl that she's already slated to be betrothed to some guy, she's going to be upset, trauma, etc. And perhaps even that is forbidden. Kamash malan. Therefore, it teaches us that that is permitted. Now, it's important to note that this ruling is in line with what we will see later on in the second parak of Kiddushin, that even though the Torah does give the father rights, and we've seen that since the middle of the fourth parak, the father rights to mekadesh his daughter when she's even a day old, and to marry her off, nonetheless, the rabbis not only counseled against it, but even forbade it until she is of age and can choose her own husband. Now, Amar Rav Huna, Bagra Yom Echad Minit Kadsha. Let's say that she's a Bogeret, and then she can have the Kiddushin. And then, from the moment of Tviya, there's only 30 days. She no longer has the 12 months. So, Meitave, Bagra, Harei Kitvua. The minute she reaches Bagrut, it's as if she's been asked to get married, and the 12 months starts ticking from them. 12 months, though. My love, Kitvua de Betula, doesn't mean like a regular Tvua, 12 months, though. Kitvua de Almana, it means the minute she becomes a Bulgaret, then the 30 days starts kicking in. So Toshma Bogeret Shata Shnemasar Chodesh. If you have a Bogeret who waited 12 months after being asked and the guy didn't marry her, since the husband has to give her mizonot, he alone can repudiate the nidarim. The father is no longer in the picture. But the point is, we're talking about a Bogeret who waited 12 months. So you see that 12 months is the proper shear. So Emo Bogeret Vishishata Shnemasar Chodesh. Read not a Bulgaret who waited 12 months, but a Bulgaret or somebody who waited 12 months, meaning a Nara, or a Ktana. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Huilva Balachem Zonoteha Yafer. Right? Good. So now Toshma, Mareset Abtula Ben Shetva Baal Vihim Akevet. So whether the husband says, let's get married, and she says, I'm not ready, Ben Shetva Hiuval Makev, or whether she says, I want to get married, he says, I'm not ready. The 12 months doesn't kick in from the time of Erusin, but from the time of Tviya. The minute she reads Bagrut, the clock starts ticking, even if neither one of them has said, let's get married. If she became a Bulgaret even one day and then accepted Kiddushin, immediately there's 12 months. Not, by the way, not 12 months minus a day, but the 12 months doesn't wait for Tviya. The fact she's a Bulgaret means she's automatically in Tviya mode. Now, what does that line mean? The first thing is that we see Rav Huna has been rejected, is that a Bulgaret still gets 12 months. But what's the last line? So my Bulgaret if a Bulgaret is already 12 months past Bagrut, Vinit Kacha, then non im shloshim yom kalmana, which means we've kind of rolled back a little bit to Rav Huna, saying if a girl has already had 12 months post Bagrut and then she accepts Kiddushin, then she really does have a 30-day period. Okay. The Mishnah then said, "Higi azman velonisu." So, Amar Ula Dvar Torah Arusa Bat Yisrael Ochel Bitra. As I mentioned in the Mishnah, Midoraita and Arusa eats truma. Shinamar. You take a look at the pasuk on the page. V'Kohen Kikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. If a Kohen makes an acquisition of a person who is Kinyan Kaspo, right? V'Hainami Kinyan Kaspohu, and this Arusa is Kinyan Kaspo. Now, it's critical to note that the word Kinyan Kaspo is a little bit problematic. Because, first of all, we do have the possible sheet of the Rambam, that Kiddushei Kesef, I mentioned this on Daf Gimel, the Kiddushei Kesef or Derabanan. But even without that, what if the Kiddushin are done in some other way? Shtar or Bia? Why that she's not, it's not Kinyan Kaspo. So I think we have to understand Kinyan Kaspo differently. Kohen Ki Kinyan Nefesh, if a Kohen acquires a person who then is Kinyan Kaspo, who then is a Kinyan who is his responsibility or his property. Not the kinyan of his kesef, but kinyan which now is his kesef. All right, and that's true about her. So how come the rabbi said she can't eat truma until at least the 12 months? So shemim zagula kosevet avia. V'tashkel achiha ula achota. The concern that Ula says is she's still living in her Yisraeli home, and therefore if she eats truma, if the husband's the fiancé starts sending her truma packages, or she gets it from other people knowing that she's a fiancé of a kohen, then she will feed it to her brothers and her sisters who are not Kohanim. So yachi gias man v'lo nisunami. So even after 12 months, that concern should apply. So the answer is hatam duchtam yachid la. If the 12 months have come and the husband is now responsible to send her food, she's got her own little pantry, her own little area where she keeps her food, and they won't touch it. So alamiata lakid kohen liyisrael lo leichol b'truma. If a kohen is working as a harvester within Yisrael's house, he should not be allowed to eat truma because he's hanging out with Yisrael and maybe he'll feed him. The answer is hashta mididhu safule. Let's think about it. They're feeding him. In other words, they're giving him food because he's working for them. They're going to eat his food? That doesn't make sense. The concern about a sister giving to her brother is certainly a concern. That's ula. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda amar mishum simpon. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says the reason that originally they did not allow an arusa to eat truma was because of simpon. Simpon literally means negation, meaning the concern is that even though she's an arusa, the husband, the fiancé, may not have known her very well, and when he meets her, he may change his mind, which means that the kiddushin will be uprooted as kiddushay tot. And if that's the case, then retroactively she was not an arusa lekohen, and therefore she was eating improperly. So that should even apply, even though the end of the Mishnah said she can eat truma the minute she comes into the chuppah. But even if she comes into the chuppah, they still haven't been intimate together, he still might have the same reaction. The answer is hata mivdak badigla v'hadar ma'ayil. The answer is that in that case, he has her checked out. As he has his sister, his mother, you know, they check her out, see what she's like, to make sure he'll be happy with her. So if that's the case, then an Eved Kohen that you buy, you're a Kohen, and you buy an Eved, should also not eat Truma, because the same problem. You may find that there's something wrong with the Eved, and the deal will be uprooted, and then retroactively, he ate, this guy goes back to his original master, who was Yisrael, and he was eating Truma. The answer is Simpon Bavadim Leika. There is no such thing as Simpon when it comes to Avadim, because the Idabrai, if it's an external thing, like he doesn't have an arm, then hakachazule, you see it, and either you bought it knowing that, and it can't be uprooted, or you refused. V'idikvoy, if it's something that's private and intimate, he's got a mole somewhere, or he's got a scar somewhere, l'mochakaboy, you want him for work, right? And therefore, v'shibaseita lo'achpadle, anything that's private doesn't bother you, right? Even if you want to take your eved to the movies, or something, nonetheless, people aren't going to see what's hidden, and therefore it shouldn't bother you. Now, nimtza ganav, Okuv Yustus. Let's say that it turned out that the Eved did not have a physical mum, but rather the Eved had a legal mum, which is that he is a ganav, or he's a kidnapper. He gyo. Then too bad, you got him, all right, and you cannot uproot it. And the reason is, Maika, least imizuyan or muhtav l'malchut, because he's some sort of an armed robber or something, or he's got a bounty on his head, you know, he's wanted. Hanu kala itlohu, these people have a call. You should have checked into it. Everybody knew about these guys. If you didn't pay attention, or in spite of it, you bought it, that's too bad. Now, back to Ulan Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Mechti ben lamar ben lamar lo achla, since both according to Ula, who said the concern is she might feed her brothers and sisters, and according to Shmuel bar Yehuda, the issue of Simpon, she can't eat, so what's the difference between them? Iki benayu, kibel o masav halach. Kibel is the case where the husband says, I don't care what she looks like, I'm married to her. In other words, he right away wipes out the possibility of Simpon. In that case, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda would say she can eat. Kimasa Halach is where we saw this in the fourth parak, where the father or his agents hands her over to the agents of the Baal, and they leave, which means at that point she's already in the Suah, and in that case, there's no longer the concern that she's going to feed her brothers and sisters, she's not in the house, but on the other hand, she is still liable for the issue of Simpon. Now, back in the Mishnah, we saw that Rabbi Tarfon from Bekiva disagreed about whether she gets half Truma, half Chulin Rabbi Kiva, or Rabbi Tarfon says she gets all Truma. Abaye says that the machloket between them is only if she's already a bat kohen. And we'll see why. Bat Yisrael a kohen. If she's a bat Yisrael, even a retar from the Greece, you have to give her half chulin and half truma. What's the reason? Because if she's a bat kohen lekohen, so there are other people in the house who, if she's tamei, will know how to take care of selling the truma and getting her chulin, and she also knows the halacha, and she'll be careful about it. However, if she's a Bat Yisrael, a Kohen, then she doesn't have that around, and what is she going to do when she's Tameh? So we have to provide her with Chulin. And by the way, Abaye notes that the Machloket is only about our case, where she's an Arusa, who's not yet married, who is living in her parents' house. Let's say she's in Nisua, who's living in some other house, And the husband is sending her food for whatever period and for whatever time. It's something we're going to see later on at the end of the parak. In that case, the nesua, who is living alone, we don't want her to go out and have to handle and sell the truma in order to get chulin when she's tameh, and therefore you have to send her chulin. In the case of the arusa who's living at home, her parents will take care of that. She doesn't have to leave the house. Now, tanyanam, it's a question of dignity. It's not a question of leaving the house, but it's not dignified for her to go around and have to sell her truma and admit she's tameh and try to get the people to sell her chulin in place of it. Tanya Namihachi, we have a brayta that supports this. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, no nim lahakol truma, Rabbi Akiva Omer, it's chulin mechzot truma, exactly like our Mishnah. That's exactly like Abaye said. Now, we have three more opinions in the Braita. You give her twice as much truma as chulin. That's, he has a different take. And the reason is that we're not going to have her sell her, we'll see this in the end, but we're not going to force her to have to sell truma at a normal truma price in order to be able to make up chulin. We'll give her lots of truma, so if she's tameh, she could sell it very easily and still get enough chulin to eat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, not even hakol truma. You give her all truma, but v'hi mocher v'lo kachat b'damim chulin. She can then sell it and buy chulin, meaning the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Tarfon, who both say you give her all truma, is Rabbi Tarfon says you give her, let's say she needs 5 pounds of stuff, that you give her 5 pounds of truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you give her, let's say, 7 pounds of truma. Enough so that if she were to sell truma, which of course sells for less than chulin, she would be able to buy 5 pounds worth of chulin. Right, good. Shimon Gamliel has the opposite of Yehuda ben Beteira. He says, whenever they mention truma, you give her twice as much chulin. Right? My benayu. So what's the difference between Shimon Gamliel and Yehuda ben Beteira? Ikimanayu tircha. Question is how much tircha we're going to make her do in order to sell the truma at a regular price or at a really reduced price, so it'll be easier for her to sell, to buy the chulin. Okay, now, the Mishnah said, Hayavame no machil truma, my taima, kinyan kaspo, amrachmana. Our key verse is that she is kinyan kaspo. This, of course, we dealt with at length in the 8th parak of Yevamot. Alright, v'hai kinyan da'chivu. That means the mid oraita Yevam doesn't feed, because the girl is not kinyan kaspo of this fellow. She's kinyan kaspo of a dead brother, who can't be feeding, and this fellow is the Yavam. So she does not eat until he marries her and does proper Yibum. Let's say part of the time was here and there. So the last clause was a little bit strange, where it said, even if she did only one day in front of the Baal and the rest of the time in front of the Yavam, she still doesn't eat. The answer is, Zuvain Zarech Lomar Zuktani. The answer is, you're right, that they're mentioning now the more obvious case. Now, Zu Mishnah Rishona. The end of the Mishnah said that was all the earlier ruling. So my time out, what was the reason for the second ruling that she can, even if 12 months have passed, she still doesn't eat until she goes into the chuppah? Amarulavi, Temer of Shmuel Yehuda, and of course that's telling, those are the two disputants in explaining the earlier takana. Mishum Simpon, they both said Simpon. Now, Bishlam Ula, Kamaita Shemizugula Kosvedavia, but try to Mishum Simpon. Ula makes a lot of sense, because he said the reason for the first takana was that she may feed her brothers and sisters. And so the second takana is Simpon, in other words, as long as she's in her father's house and she's eating their food, we can't give her food because she might mix her food with theirs. The minute the 12 months has come and she's eating separately, so there's no concern of that, we can feed her. And then the second Beit Din came along and said, but there's still the concern of Simpon, which is when he sees her, he may not like her and the Kiddushin may be judged to be uprooted. So that makes sense. Elav Shmuel Yehuda, Kamayt Mishum Simpon, or I tried to Mishum Simpon. But remember, Shmuel Yehuda said that the reason for the earlier Takana that just said, until 12 months she doesn't eat Truma, was Simpon, and now the extension is also Simpon. So my Benai, what's the difference between the first Simpon, meaning between the first Beit Din and the second Beit Din? Ikimenai v'dikar chutz, the issue is simply whether his having his female relatives check her out is significant enough. Marsar v'dikar chutz shma v'dikar, the earlier Beit Din said that's good enough, which means once they've checked her out, whereas before she enters the chuppah, then, and he's satisfied with it, that's good enough. And therefore, he's not going to go back. Umar Samar B'dikar Chutz Lo Shma B'dikah. And the second opinion maintained that that until he actually sees her for himself, we can't call it a proper B'dikah, and therefore he may change his mind, and therefore she cannot eat Truma until she enters the chuppah. All right, everybody, have a wonderful day. We'll pick up in the next Mishnah in the next podcast.